Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 3, Vendetta. Part 5.
The inside of the warehouse isn't what I expected. Most of it is empty, covered in dust. I'd figured there might be storage racks filled with supplies and high-tech gear, but that's not the case. There's nothing. Not even any signs of surveillance. It's almost as if the crew shacked up here in a hurry and never bothered to tidy the place up. Hardly the sleek kind of setup I was expecting from thugs with this kind of hardware at their disposal.
What's going on, Rust? I can't see much through that head unit.
There's not much to see. In fact, I'm starting to wonder if this is even the right place.
You think it's a trap?
I don't know yet. Haven't looked everywhere.
I don't like it.
Wait a second. Here we go. The space opens out into a cavernous loading dock with a high vaulted ceiling. Through the gloom, I can make out a staircase leading further into the warehouse, and closer, the outline of two distinct shapes I've seen before. Bingo.
Is that the truck?
Yeah. And right there next to it, the mech.
Unattended?
Looks like it.
Be careful.
As I get near, I can see that the mech is hunched over, dormant, and the cockpit is open. There's no pilot inside, just a jumble of wires and shoddy parts that look like they've been cobbled together from spares. The hell is all this?
Russ, the power cable's on the back. Get on it.
Yeah, okay,
Look out, it's activated.
Shit. God damn it.
Get around behind it.
Come here, you piece of junk. Gotcha.
That's it. Stay on its back.
Harder, Bennett. Flex.
The cable's right there.
I got it!
Yes!
Not so tough now, huh? I mean, not exactly how we drew it up, but I'll take it.
We didn't factor in the possibility that there was no pilot to begin with.
How does that even work?
Looks like someone rigged the mech for remote operation.
So there's been no one inside it this whole time?
Doesn't look like it.
Then, who the hell are we fighting?
Look, down there on the flank, see that logo?
Yeah. What is that? Saber?
The weapons company?
I think so.
You made any enemies over there lately?
Oh, shit. A bolt of blue skims over my head. I run behind the truck for cover, but a second later, another bolt rips through the chassis like paper and sends my head unit flying. I run back the other way, and a third bolt ricochets off the armored hide of the mech. I hunker down behind it and peer around the edge. Up on the staircase, I see a figure pointing a weapon in my direction.
Hagmire! It's you, isn't it?
Hello, Rust. Nice to see you again.
What the hell are you doing? Are you the one who's been causing all of this shit?
You should have told me you were intending to make a house call. I could have given you a proper welcome.
You scrawny piece of shit. I'm gonna come up there and wring your neck.
No, I don't think so. You're going to die, just like I planned.
What's all this about? Why me?
Surely you understand by now.
I hardly know you.
True, you don't. But that didn't stop you from destroying my life and taking everything I had.
What? That's bullshit.
You were supposed to broker a deal for me, yes? I gave you weapons and a dossier of Saber secrets. And what did you do with them? You set up a sting operation with the police for your own personal gain. You cheated me out of what was rightfully mine.
You're a psychopath. You are willing to put weapons of mass destruction into the hands of thugs. Weapons that would have made the streets of Dockerton run red. Just because of your own little vendetta against Saber.
Yes, I was willing to do that. I thought you'd have realized by now that when I make a vendetta against someone, I go all in.
Whatever it is you're blaming me for, it's not my fault.
Wrong. After the bust, the police went back to Saber with their findings and the company was able to link the whole thing back to me. I was disgraced, kicked out of my job, and worse, I was facing charges. They were going to lock me up in Blackhall. So I took what little I could and went into hiding.
Who are you working with? Who else is here?
No one. It's a good thing that I managed to stockpile parts over the years, isn't it? I was able to put this whole operation together all by myself in just a couple of months.
You wasted all this time just to get back at me?
Not wasted, no. This has been time well spent. I had everything taken from me because of what you did, Rust. And that's why I came after you. Because I wanted you to feel what I felt. To see your whole world stripped away from you. Leave you huddling and alone in the cold. And then, like an angel of mercy, I'd put you out of your misery once and for all.
You endangered my family.
Stay there, Rust. Stay right there.
Stay right here, huh? You come after my family, then expect me to lie down for you? Screw that. Let's see what this mech armor can do. Here I am, asshole. Take your best shot. Ha!
Good shit, this saber tech. See that? Your bullets bounce right off.
Stay back. Stay back!
Where are you going, buddy? Not so tough now, are you?
Leave me alone!
Heads up! There. The shiny gun is in 1,000 pieces. What are you gonna do now? Damn it. He's in the elevator. See, can you hear me? The headset. Where the hell is it? I move to the window and look outside, down to street level. To my amazement, the whole place is crowded with people carrying clubs and scan lights, milling about the area. What the hell? Yeah?
Rust, are you okay? I lost contact with your head unit.
It was Hagmire the whole time. The contact from Saber.
Oh, shit! Are you telling me we're up against Saber?
No, it's just him. He's going it alone.
What? How?
No time to explain. He's giving me the slip, heading back down to street level.
Rust, you can't let him get away. If he does, he's just gonna come back at you again.
I know. I'm on it. I look for a way down, but the only way seems to be back where I came from, and that's no good. It'll take minutes, and by then, Hagmire will be gone.
Shit.
Through the window, I see a panel opening in the side of the warehouse. A beat-up old car edges out toward the crowd. Hagmire leans out and yells at them, but instead of complying, the crowd moves in on him, surrounds the car. The door is ripped open, and Hagmire is forced out onto the street. For a moment, the crowd swarms around him, and then someone starts giving orders. They move back obediently, and only one person is left, pinning Hagmire to the ground. A shock goes through me as I recognize who it is. Ximena? Ximena, what the hell are you doing here?
Rust! There you are! You're okay! Hey! Lie still!
Let me up! Please! They're going to kill me!
You're damn right, you piece of shit!
Let us have him!
Kill the scumbag!
Slow down, everyone. The cops are on their way. Let them take care of this.
Come on, Ximena. The cops won't do shit. Probably have him back on the street by morning.
Hand him over!
Listen, all of you. I know you're pissed off. I am too. And I have as much right to be upset as anyone. It was me he was targeting all this time.
Kill him, Rust!
I don't believe in killing anyone. Even a pathetic creep like this one. So if you want him, you'll have to come through me.
We know you've all suffered through this. Everyone has been terrorized.
It was an attack on all of us!
I know that. We stood together and we fought together. That's how we won.
And if you go ahead and lynch this guy, you're stooping to his level. That's what I'm telling you. Don't do it. We're better than that.
Yeah. They have a point about the cops. I'm not sure we can trust the Dockerton PD to do the right thing.
Don't worry. This guy's finished. He's made some powerful enemies. Haven't you, Hagmire?
Like who?
There's a big tech company looking for him. Saber. They've got connections. He'll end up inside lockup, trust me.
If you say so.
What about payback for us?
Why don't you guys look after him until the cops get here?
No, they'll tear me to shreds.
You'll survive, Hagmire. And that's probably more than you deserve.
Okay. Get up, mister.
Come here, asshole.
Come on!
Please, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right this way. We'll take care of you.
No, please, I'm sorry. I'll make things right. You don't have to...
Don't worry, Hagmire. Please. I'll make sure the cops confiscate the mech and all the gear in that warehouse. So don't bother coming back for it if you ever get out of the lockup.
Something tells me he might not make it to the lockup alive.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
I can't say I blame them for being so angry.
Yeah, they're pissed. I'm amazed they listen to us at all.
You've become a bit of a cult hero around here lately, Rust. After all the work you've been doing on the blood rot treatment, well, they respect you.
Yeah, about that. Where do you all come from?
When you hung up on me before, I started to worry. Figured you might be up to something stupid.
That doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, well, I couldn't sit there and do nothing.
You left Carlita?
I dropped her with Tanati on my way. She's fine.
And then what?
I made a few calls. Thought some of our friends in Dockerton might want to help. You know, strength in numbers. There were plenty of volunteers. And it's lucky we were here. Our friend might have gotten away.
I don't like the thought of you putting yourself in harm's way, but you did great. It was, good thinking.
Thanks. I'm just glad it's over.
Me too.
Hopefully, life can get back to normal now.
Normal? I don't think I even know what that is anymore.
Morning, huh?
Yeah, you can almost see the sky through the smog.
Hey, don't ruin it.
Yeah, Rust. Don't ruin it.
Sorry.
Are we there now?
Yeah, I think this is it. Come on, let's take a look.
Careful! Don't go too far ahead!
You sure about this? I mean, this is barely a stone's throw away from your old place.
Yeah. Why would I want it any different?
I don't know. Too many bad memories about what happened. I just thought, maybe, now that you've got the chance to start over, you might want to go somewhere else.
No, I like it here. I know the people, and they know me. This will suit me fine.
Well, let's take a look inside.
Come on!
Watch your step.
Where's my room?
Well, someone likes it already.
She gets excited by new things. You know how it is.
New? This place looks almost exactly the same as the old one.
Good. Should be able to settle in no problems then.
I saw the cops sniffing around your old place a couple of days back. Did they talk to you?
Yeah, they wanted to know what was going on. Asked why I thought someone would shoot up the place like that.
And what did you tell them?
That I had no idea what was going on. And it was most likely some thugs targeting the wrong apartment.
The cops bought that?
I don't think so. But who cares at this point?
Right. What about work? Is everything okay there?
Yeah. I missed a couple of shifts, and my boss wasn't too happy about that. But I've been working the pumps for a long time, and never caused any troubles before now, so it'll blow over.
Good.
What about you?
Yeah, I've been looking around for new contacts, but it's slow going. I might be short on creds for a while, but I'm sure I'll make it up.
What about the blood rot treatment thing we had going? There's still a lot of people in the neighborhood who need help.
Yeah, I'll figure something out. But, if you're all settled here, I should really get back to it.
I think we'll be fine. Thanks for the lift. We'll see you again tomorrow, right?
You bet. See you then. I've gotta go, kiddo.
Aww, but you haven't even seen my room.
Next time, huh? Once you've had a chance to decorate it.
But where are you going?
Me? I take a look over at the van, wondering where the next paycheck is going to come from. Wondering if anyone out there might still be willing to work with a burnt-out old hack like me. But then I let my eyes wander down the road, where the Strata looms large. Bustling and hectic, it stretches on into the distance. A city crammed full of dangers and pitfalls, scam artists and killers. And amid all of that, opportunity. There for the taking. Well, kid, I've got work to do.
This is Mark R. Healy, and I'd like to tell you about some recent additions to my Patreon. Firstly, there's a new spin-off series called The Strata Luna. This is a full-cast standalone show that features an all-new storyline outside of the main podcast. I've brought the same production values that you're used to hearing in The Strata, including an all-new score. Come and meet some exciting new characters, and catch up with some old friends too. Luna releases on alternate weeks, so if you're looking for a weekly Strata fix, this one's for you. Over on Patreon, I've also added an official lore book called Gridworks, which is an ongoing release, as well as other bonus content. Check it out at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Your support means I can keep bringing you more seasons of The Strata. Season 3, Vendetta, starring Jason Churai, Elisa Marteja, Michelle Mosley, Wyatt Henry, Areem Jew, Dane Brady, Daniel Lear, Jeffrey Stanley, Sam Slade, Anthony Izzy, Mark Gatlin, and Laura Peel Bordowitz. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So now what am I supposed to believe? Is any of this for real?
Well, it looks to me like you're trying to hide.
Yeah, my mom always said, don't trust anybody.
Maybe they'd want to know where you're hiding out tonight. Did
you
get
stuck? Thank you for returning my license, Joseph.
That ding-dang detector told you.
But she was married, you know.
Stop being a little prick.
Do you have your doubts?
All right, kids. Say goodbye to Uncle Joseph.
I'll handle it.
Whoa, there, buddy.
To say how sorry we are to hear about your parents.
Why is she talking about you having a mustache?
You want to take a walk?
Three complete seasons of Dirt, an audio drama, are now available to binge wherever you listen to podcasts or at dirtaudiodrama.com.